Stand where the fragments lie thickest, and notice what your eye does first. It reads disaster. Blocks everywhere, corners snapped off, doorway pieces stranded in the open, as if a building had been dropped from a great height and walked away from. That impression is the one thing this stop exists to correct. Crouch by one of the smaller andesite pieces and study the cut work. A groove runs along one edge. Beside it, a recessed panel. An interior right angle that meets cleanly. Then move to the next piece, and the one after that, and the shapes begin to rhyme. The same groove. The same panel depth. The same angle. They repeat because they were meant to, each one shaped to receive another piece that is no longer beside it. That repetition is the evidence, and it is exactly what archaeologist Alexei Vranich and his collaborators went looking for around 2018. They treated Puma Punku as what it is, a building that lost its sequence. They laser scanned the fragments, measured them to the millimeter, and 3D printed scaled models that could be handled and fitted like the pieces of a set. They were testing whether the scatter still obeyed a plan. It did. The components are standardized and modular. The rubble, it turned out, still holds its own instructions. A normal ruin hides its design by losing height, the walls fall and the shape goes with them. Puma Punku lost something rarer. It kept its vocabulary and surrendered only its grammar. Let the original scene rebuild itself for a moment, a raised platform, gateways cut from single blocks, andesite rising from sandstone, the stone itself serving as the finish because a bad joint could not be hidden behind plaster. Every piece had to meet its neighbor, and most of them once did. This is why the place keeps unsettling people. Faces ground dead flat. Interior right angles cut so clean you could see a pane of glass inside them. Lines of small round holes drilled along the seams as if a bit had walked down the stone. And the reason this place became a byword for the impossible, the famous H-blocks, stones cut into an identical H-shape and repeated across the platform, each one matching the next as if stamped rather than shaped by hand. Graham Hancock has carried that reading to millions, a civilization working with powers we have forgotten, drills and saws and a technology that a cataclysm erased and scattered across the plateau. Stand here among the corners and the sockets and the stones make his case for you. How were these andesite faces cut so exactly, with no iron and no wheel? That is genuinely still argued, and that reading deserves to be taken seriously. This stop does not exist to talk you out of it. Set the two accounts side by side and notice they do not cancel. Vranich's scan does not shrink the wonder. It relocates it. The precision people reach for a lost machine to explain turns out to live in the planning, a template so exact that one block could stand in for another, held in the mind of a workshop and carried across a whole platform. Whether the hand that cut it wielded a technology we have lost or a mastery we have underestimated, the grammar survived the wreck, and the grammar is the astonishing thing. The sentence in front of you is missing its order, not its sense. So weigh it yourself, and then look down. The stone you are standing on was not chosen at random either. The broad red slabs under the andesite were carried here from a named mountain, and that choice was an argument before a single face was ever polished. Stay near the densest concentration of andesite fragments on the Puma Punku platform. Walk slowly and look for the repeating features, matching grooves, recessed panels of the same depth, and corner forms that echo from block to block. Primary source to site, Alexei Vranich et al., 2018, Reconstructing Ancient Architecture at Tiwanaku, Bolivia, The Potential and Promise of 3D Printing. Hidden layer, Puma Punku as a surviving, partly readable architectural rule system. Claim, the fragments are standardized enough to preserve the building's grammar, which is workshop planning, not lost machinery.